Here come the Hockey Gophers on CCO, the Northwest number one sports station, with play-by-play by Steve Cannon and commentary by former Gopher, New York Rangers, and U.S. Olympic coach Herb Brooks. Selected games on the University of Minnesota 1985-86 schedule are brought to you by Budweiser, You Make America Work, and This Bud's for You. By Midwest Federal, the good tree to come to for shelter since 1891. By the U.S. Army Reserve, find your future in the Army Reserves. And by Northwestern Bell, the information network. The Gophers are also sponsored by ShopVac, Echo Chainsaws, and the Radisson Hotels. And now, let's bring in Steve at ringside.
Thank you, Jimmy Rogers, and hi, gang, from Mariucci Arena. This is Cannon, along with Herbie Brooks, Cole Grace, Brad Mattson, our CCO hockey broadcast crew. And the two teams have taken their warm-ups. They're back talking to their respective coaches. Providence College coming in here with a 9-win, 14-loss, 1-tie in the Hockey East, traveling in here to Minneapolis for a 2-game series versus the University of Minnesota. The Gophers are 28-0 overall, 16-8-0 in the WCHA. Mr. Brooks, how do you see tonight's game?
Well, Steve, I know Coach Woog was a little disappointed in last weekend's play at Boston College, but anytime you play any of the real top teams, Division I across the country, and you go on the road and come up with a split, you've done quite well. I saw the game on television last Friday night. I thought his hockey club played well. Boston College, according to the scouts and what have you, probably has a group of as talented hockey players you want to see in the country. So I think Coach Woog should still feel rather positive about his hockey club, because his hockey club is coming along quite well. They've only lost 6 games in the last 2.5 months. When he starts zeroing in on the people that he wants to get more of that ice time, which he's alluded to all week, we're going to see Minnesota keep on climbing. I'm a fan of the way he's brought this hockey club along. Providence is only 3 wins, 7 losses against WCHA. The power play is only 1-for-5 or 20%. I think Minnesota is going to sweep the series, and I see a lot of good things with the Gophers right now, Steve.
All right, the Gophers are going to give Marty Nanny a look tonight, a good look, the son of the GM of the Minnesota North Stars. And we're going to be looking at one of the top goaltenders in the nation, and Chris Terreri in the nets for Providence, and he's being introduced at this very moment. The young man was out for most of the season. He was hurt with a bad ankle, but he's back now, and he's playing beautifully. We'll set those starting lineups for you, and we'll get the opening face-off here in about 2 minutes. So
come out to Pine Tree Orchard, as fresh as all outdoors. We're famous for our apples and a whole lot more. Apples from the orchard, cider from the press. Good things from the oven, nothing but the best.
Fresh to you from the Jacobson family.
Pine Tree Orchard, growing good for you.
Yes, Pine Tree Apple Orchard is open. Not only are they open, but it's the annual red sale. You can save on apples, cider, and of course Pine Tree Apple Orchard's delicious homemade apple pies. 2 convenient locations in St. Paul on Highway 61 south of Afton Road, and the main orchard just northeast of White Bear Lake off Highway 96. Pine Tree Apple Orchard, open every day 9 till 7 till March.
Pine Tree Orchard, growing good for you.
This is the U Bulletin Board. News from the University of Minnesota.
Baseball fans should mark April 4, 5, and 6 on their calendars. On those dates, the University of Minnesota will host the second annual Wheaties Tournament of Champions at the Metrodome. In addition to the defending Big Ten champion Gophers, the tournament field includes defending national champion Miami, national and Big Ten power Michigan, and the Panamanian national team. In addition, the San Diego Chicken will be a part of it all. Advanced sale and ticket information, call the Gopher Ticket Office at 373-3181 right away.
Cherokee Power Equipment announces special preseason savings on the famous Snapper high-vac rider. They invite you to join the millions of satisfied Snapper users worldwide. The Snapper model 250-65 high-vac rider, yours for only $899.95, or as little as $34 a month. See Cherokee Power Equipment today. On-the-spot financing available to qualify buyers. Plus, if you take delivery by February 14th, you'll get another 5% savings at Cherokee Power Equipment, 63rd and Boone Avenue North in Brooklyn Park.
All right, we've had the starting, Star-Spangled Banner. And we're about ready to begin this hockey game between Providence and the University of Minnesota. Herbie Brooks had just pointed out to me that the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets has a son playing here, right, Herb?
Yeah, Johnny Ferguson Jr., freshman, 6'1", or 6'0", 175-pound young man from Winnipeg.
I wonder if he's as tough as his dad
was. I
was
just going to say, he's as pugnacious as his father.
As we mentioned, Minnesota will be giving Marty Nanny a look-see tonight.
That's another NHL general manager. It's kind of an oddity right
now. It is, isn't it? Yeah. Starting lineup for Minnesota, I believe, will be Corey Millen at center with Wally Chapman on the left and Pat Micheletti on the right. Doug Woog had thought Micheletti would sit down this week and rest a bad ankle, but evidently they figure they need the win tonight, Herb, so they're going to play him.
Well, not only that, you got to look at Pat Micheletti. He's really closing down some great all-time career scoring records. He's fifth in goals right now, 104, just four behind Dick Doherty of Olympic fame in the 50s. And he's second in the assists and total points. He's number three.
Well, they sent out the Chapman. They do not send them out. McSwain, Cates, and Okerlund are starting. And Minnesota has the puck now after the opening draw. It's in the Minnesota end, and it does not come out. It's intercepted by John DeVoe, and DeVoe loses it now. Minnesota breaks out, comes over the blue line. Long shot by Okerlund. It's set away by Terreri. Picking up the puck is Cates, being ridden off. Terreri blocks it with his stick. We're still in the Providence end. Opening moments. Minnesota putting on pressure. Long shot by McSwain from the right circle. Goes awry. It's picked up by DeVoe once again out of a diner playing for Providence. Now with the puck is Okerlund. Quick shot. It bounces off a defenseman's leg and goes out to center ice, where it's picked up by DeVoe once again. DeVoe loses it now. Minnesota picking it up with Chopek. Chopek at his own blue line. There's a long shot. Goes in the corner diagonally, where it is fielded by Mike Brill of Providence as they try to come out now. And the puck is at center ice, where it is picked up now by Artie Yomalakis. Yomalakis down the right side. Pass meant for a teammate, Boudreau, and he can't hang on to it. Minnesota coming away with the puck now. It's at center ice, intercepted once again by Yomalakis. Yomalakis has the puck for Providence, bounces it against the boards, has it taken away now by Wally Chapman. Chapman dribbles, and the puck comes out to center ice, where it's controlled once again by Providence's Yomalakis. And now Minnesota with the puck. Wally Chapman comes over the blue line, picks it up once again. Chapman with a pass over here meant for Micheletti. Micheletti can't get it, and Robbins picks it off for Providence. We're in the Providence end, opening minutes of this hockey game, no score. Minnesota with the puck, pass out in front for Millen. But Millen couldn't get to it because Terriakis jumped, Terry. We've got some real names here. Terreri.
Good luck, Steve.
Stopped
good luck.
The puck. Yomalakis, Terreri. We've got some good ones, haven't we?
Crookshank. You're gonna have to untangle your tongue after tonight's game, Steve.
I may call the goalie Chris. That's his first name.
I do it. It'll be easier. And you pointed out right at the start, Steve, that this young man is one heck of a goalkeeper. And if anything, he's the one that could really drive Minnesota nuts tonight, Steve.
Bianchi will take the draw for Providence. He's out of Bloomington. And he comes away with the puck. But Minnesota putting on some good pressure now with Millen checking Vitali. And the puck is still in the Providence end. Millen tries to get the puck can out, and it's taken away now by Jimmy Hughes. Long lead pass goes to center ice where it was meant for Bianchi. He can't handle it. Not shot into the Minnesota end by Jimmy Hughes. Rings the boards. Blue comes out to field the puck. Gives to Cates. Cates looking for Wally Chapman. They're in the corner down there. Some big hitting going on. And Chapman is knocked down. Now Minnesota has the puck. Minnesota breaking out. Long lead pass meant for Millen. He can't handle it. Goes down into the Providence end. We're going to have icing. And let me just say right now, Herb, that if I can find my copy here, Gopher Hockey is brought to you by Budweiser. It's Beechwood Age for that distinctively clean, crisp taste that makes Budweiser the king of beers. You make America work, that's Bud for you. They drop the puck, and Minnesota comes away with it now. They're in their own end. They dribble out slowly. Long lead pass here to Chorsky. Chorsky dribbles, still has the puck. Chorsky gives over here on the right, trying to get to a teammate, but he loses it. With the puck now is Providence. Coming into the Minnesota end, Chopek chases the puck down. He's checked off the puck hard by Butterworth. But Minnesota coming away with it now up to their own blue line. With the puck is Chorsky. He shoots it into the Providence end. Chasing it down is Whitlam. Whitlam for Providence shoots it across the other side and down into Minnesota territory. Picked off now by Chopek at his own left circle. Gary has the puck for Minnesota. He's up to his own blue line. Little give over here on his right, meant for Merlinani. He couldn't handle it. Now Providence intercepts and breaks in. Providence coming in now, trying to mount a scoring fury. There was a good chance there. He couldn't get the stick down. Johnny DeVoe, there's a quick shot. That one off the stick of Cruikshank. Turned away by Blue. Another shot goes wide. They're putting on good pressure. That shot by DeVoe. He had a good chance, but he shot wide of Blue. Providence with the puck. Left circle. They wind up. They shoot. It doesn't get there. Goes off a defenseman. And now they blow the whistle. Let's see what they call.
Looks like they got a hole in the University of Minnesota, Steve.
All right.
I think it's on Todd Richards in the corner. Is this going to be a little contrast in style, as you can see right off the start, Steve? I think that Providence is going to play. I'm going to stand corrected. Number nine from Providence got that holding, Steve.
Boudreau.
But you're going to see a little contrast in style. You can see it now from the neutral zone, or basically from the top of the circle in Minnesota zone, all the way back to the Providence blue line. It looks like Providence is going to be a very conservative type of hockey club. But if it's in deep, they're going to attack them. They're going to be very aggressive on their forechecking patterns. After that, if they haven't beat them in deep, they're sort of like a prevent defense in football, so to speak. They're just going to try to develop the manpower advantage in the neutral zone. And then Minnesota is going to have to try to crack that.
Minnesota on the power play. Chapman breaks out, shoots it into Providence territory. It was knocked off his stick by Mike Brill. Puck comes way back into the Minnesota end, where it's picked up by Micheletti. Little drop pass for Kellen. Kellen over on his left for Millen. He can't handle it. Now it's picked up by Millen once again. Crosses over the blue line. Heads for the corner. He's knocked down. And the Providence player loses a stick. Nick Swain picks it up right behind the net. Comes around. Try to stuff? No. Tries to pass to Millen on his left. He can't get it. Brill has it. And now the puck is with Kellen, and Kellen shoots, and it's an easy glove save by the Providence goalie, Terreri.
Steve, Minnesota's power play is well over 30%. I think it's 32%, which is excellent. That's a very good power play statistic. And in contrast, the Providence power play is only 20%. And as you get down towards the end of the season, those specialty teams really start making an awful lot of difference.
Micheletti on the right point, Kellen on the left, two Rangers. And then Millen will take the draw now. Vitaly will for Providence. We're in the Providence end to the right of their goaltender. Puck comes away to Minnesota, to Kellen, who shoots it in the corner. Chasing it is Millen. He can't handle it. Brill has it for Providence. And the puck comes out to center ice. Providence breaking out with a puck. It's Bianchi. Bianchi over the blue line. Bianchi breaking in on his backhand. Nice shot. Blue guides it away now. As Millen picks up the puck, we're going to have a penalty here, I believe. And it may go against Minnesota.
Yeah,
it is.
He's got number six, I believe it is.
Kellen. That negates the power play chance that Minnesota had. A minute and 12 seconds left in the penalty to the Providence lad, Boudreau. But now Kellen of Minnesota will go to the cooler. We have no score. Minnesota nothing, Providence nothing. This is Cannon, along with Herbie Brooks on CCO. Providence nothing, Minnesota nothing. The draw will come now to the right of John Blue, the Minnesota netminder, who has the best goals against average in the WCHA.
All the talk this week that he might come back with him, depending upon tonight's outcome, Steve.
That's true. All right, Minnesota has the puck now. It's McSwain being tied up against the boards. No, I beg your pardon. It's now it's taken away by Bianchi. Bianchi behind the Minnesota net. Pirouette's trying to look for somebody to pass to. Gets it out to the right point. And it's Whitham with a shot. Goes wide. Blue, an easy stop. Mack has the puck for Minnesota. We're in the Minnesota end. Chasing it down is Cates. And I beg your pardon. With the puck is Espy now. Espy, the long lead pass made for Mack. Mack has it. Comes over the blue line. We're in Providence territory. Millen has it right in front. Can't get his stick down. Witham has the puck. Passes on his left to Jimmy Hughes. Hughes trying to come out. Wally Chapman knocks him off the puck. Picking it up now is Luke Vitaly. Right below our CCO microphone. Skating slowly over the Minnesota blue line. He's to the left circle. He stops. Passes out to the right point. Teeing it up now is Hughes. Hughes right in the center there, trying to find a man in the slot. The puck goes awry. Minnesota trying to pick it off, and they do. Coming away is David Espy. Streams down the right side over his own blue line. Espy over to the Providence blue line. A big check put on him by Witham, but he still has the puck. Espy kicks it out in behind the Providence net. Skating for the puck is Millen now. Takes a bump and leaves it for Snuggerud. Snuggerud can't handle it. Now Millen has it right behind the Providence net, looking for somebody to pass to. Long lead pass. It was meant for Chopek. Chopek couldn't get the stick down. A puck comes all the way back in the Minnesota end. And now Minnesota will have to go on defense because the Providence Friars are on offense now. And they have the power play opportunity. 34 seconds left in this power play. Yo Malakas has the puck behind his own net. Lead pass over on his left to Boudreaux. Boudreaux right down the center now. Boudreaux with the puck. Drops it. Gets it back behind the net. Boudreaux right behind the net. Looking for somebody to pass to. Out on his left to the point. Back to Boudreaux on the corner. Back to the left point. Boudreaux with the puck in the circle. Can't handle it. Minnesota comes away with it and shoots the puck down into the Providence end. 8 seconds left in the penalty to Kellen of Minnesota. McLaughlin has it now for Providence. They try to break out. They're being harassed nicely there by Micheletti. Micheletti steals. Micheletti behind the net. Micheletti coming around now, trying to get a pass out in front to McSwain, but he's ridden off the puck. And away with it comes Providence. No, kept in now by Cates. And now with the puck, long shot. Taken here on the left by Chopek, doesn't get there. Knocked down by Florio. We're in the Providence end. No score. Minnesota with the puck at the blue line. And it's shot back in, and Minnesota came in offside. No score. 13:40 left. Initial canto.
Steve, when you see this type of game right now, you can see what Providence is just trying to slow the thing down, play a little conservative checking game. Minnesota has got to use that creativity that they have. They've got to use as much of their speed as they have within good reason and don't get playing into their style of game, because if you do, it's going to hurt Minnesota. And I see that you can almost see the tempo like that right now, Steve.
Minnesota breaking in with a puck into the Providence zone but having it taken away, and now it's back at center ice. Minnesota with the puck at center ice. Nanny has it. Can't handle it. Now Chorsky getting the stick down and comes out to center ice. Bianchi has it. Bianchi of Providence throws it all the way back into his own end now to Brill. And Brill throws it out to center ice, where it's taken by Minnesota. Skating fast for the puck now is, I can't pick up his number down there, but putting on good pressure now is Chorsky. But now Providence comes away with a puck. It's Lance Nelson. He shoots into the Minnesota end where Dornfeld knocks it down. Chris May picks it up now from Minnesota. Gives on his right to Kellen. Kellen shoots it down into the Providence end, where Hughes skates for it. Comes out fast with the puck. Providence at center ice now. In control is Butterworth. Butterworth losing it. Skating hard for the puck is Oakland in the corner now. Providence end. Little give over here on his right. With the puck is Minnesota now, trying to come out to the right point. Long shot by Espy. It's taken away. We got a breakaway now with Sullivan with the puck. Comes down, shoots, and he's ridden off the puck nicely by Mack. Espy with a puck. Espy still has it behind his own net. Minnesota end. Minnesota with the puck. Espy. They give up to Cates. Cates is knocked off the puck. Now it's kicked out to center ice where McSwain has it. Crosses over the Providence blue line. Right circle. McSwain trying to break in. It's right in front for Oakland. He couldn't get the stick down. Terreri got in his way. Terreri's the Providence goalie. Breaking away with the puck now is Johnny DeVoe. Right circle. Coming in. He's knocked off the puck and a beautiful check by Espy. Picking it up is Mack. This game is picking up in tempo now. Oakland with the puck. He gives over here on Cates. Cates with Minnesota. He's over the blue line. Back the behind the pass, behind the back pass to McSwain, who's knocked off the puck on a big check by DeVos. I'm in a good night for Providence. Coming away with the puck now is Gordy Cruikshank, leading scorer for Providence. Has the puck and weakly throws it on his backhand, and it's an easy stop for Blue. It's bounced off into center ice now by Minnesota, where it bounces all the way down into the Providence end. This will not be icing. Picked up by Mike Brill of Providence behind his own net. No score in a hockey game. First period, 11:39 left. Larry Crosby has the puck. And Minnesota putting on good pressure here. There's Berglund with the puck. Breaking in. Berglund shoots. Another shot. And a stop. That one on Broughton. Broughton picking up the rebound of a shot by Berglund. Terreri made the stop. Broughton came in. Got the rebound. Shot high. It bounced off the chest of Terreri. That one looked like goal all the way for Roseau's Broughton.
There's no question that Chris Terreri made it one of those patented saves. You can see why he's an All-American after holding his ground that way and making a real good stick save or blocker type of save on Paulie Broughton. Paulie had the right idea, jumped on a loose puck in the low slot, tried to go high to the short side. Chris Terreri was equal to it.
Sullivan taking the draw on his own end for Providence, to the left of his own goaltender, Broughton from Minnesota, beneath our CCO microphone. And the puck is taken now and by Florio. The crowd screams because the referee fell down. They like that. And now Providence breaks out with the puck as Yomalakis throws it into the Minnesota end, where it's intercepted now by Minnesota. But held in by Providence now by Tim Sullivan. Right in front. Takes a shot. Goes wide. Blue did not have to make the stop. Now here comes Minnesota. Once again, they can't clear. Some bad passing by Minnesota in the last 30 seconds or so. With the puck is Chopek. Circles around. Gives it away. There's a shot and a beautiful save by Blue. Whoa, Chopek almost gave up a goal there off the stick of Jim Robbins. Chopek with a puck once again, and Minnesota better get on their game. Let's say something for one of our sponsors right now. No score in a hockey game. Midwest Federal invites you to stop in soon to ask about IRA Plus, the only IRA with the added plus. See why Midwest Federal says, grow with us. Herbie Schopek almost gave them a goal there.
Yes, he did. You know, it's one of those things that play works. It's a great play because he saw that guy breaking up the line, and you might say you don't want to throw a little cross-ring pass in defensive zone. He took the chance, and it blew up on him. But also this year, he's...
Minnesota has a breakaway now. It's Schopek going in. He shoots, and another shot, and he scores. Wally Chapman following it.
That's what I'm talking about, Schopek. He's going to make, just going to say that, Steve, he's going to make some of those that are going to cost you, but he's also got the capabilities of making a big play, which he did there. He felt bad at coughing that puck up, and he broke in a little give and go, and all of a sudden, Minnesota's on the board.
All right, that goal comes at 9:17. I made a mistake. I said it was Schopek on the feet. It was actually Micheletti. Schopek's 25, Micheletti's 26. Chapman getting the rebound of the Micheletti breakaway. And that was the 16th goal of the season for Wally Chapman. It's 1-0, Minnesota. That was my mistake.
No. But, you know, Schopek, he will make some of those. He'll gamble a little bit, but he's a heck of a hockey player, Steve.
Micheletti has the puck for Minnesota in his own end, and now it's taken by Micheletti once again, but he can't handle it. We're in the Providence end. We may get a little icing here. But no, Micheletti comes away with the puck. Centers right out in front, taken by Dornfeld. Dornfeld gives it up. Coming away with the puck now is John Ferguson of Winnipeg. He's knocked off the puck, and a good check by Dornfeld gives to Micheletti. Micheletti going into the corner. Terreri coming way out of his net. Micheletti being ridden off the puck and picking it up is Millen now. We're in the Providence end. Minnesota leading 1-0, and Providence shoots it out into mid-ice. Ferguson did that. And now let's see what we're going to have, Herbie.
Well, you got a high stick on Patty Micheletti, Steve. Little tangle up down there, and I like to see Patty's got to play that way. And at the start of the year, we were talking about that, Steve, that, you know, Pat was, you know, just not Pat. He's got to be just a little feisty type of guy to get into the flow of the game. Yes, he might take the odd penalty. Maybe. Well, he's toned it down a little bit from last year. But when he's involved like that, you know something's going to happen. I like his chemistry. A lot of times you might like to say, oh, Patty, what are you doing? But he's got the capability of making that just unbelievable play. You look at his stats and look at his career here, and it sure, you know, will speak well for that.